It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Years ago, I heard a story I would like to pass on to you. It happened in San Francisco. There was a little boy who lived in a neighborhood near the spot on a hill where sunrise services were held each year, and on that hill was a cross. The little boy became lost one day while playing. Someone discovered the little boy crying and asked what was wrong. The police were called, and they were attempting to learn the child's name. He didn't remember his last name, so that was no help. Then they tried asking him where he lived, on what street. He didn't know that either, but he did remember the hill with the cross. So he stopped crying long enough to say to the officers, "If you'll take me to the hill with the cross on it, I can find my way home." Perhaps the story never happened. I don't really know, but does it matter? The great truth of a story cannot be missed. If you'll take me to the hill with a cross on it, I can find my way home. How great has been the influence of the cross in our world? The cross is a symbol, an eternal symbol, of something good in the heart of God. It is a symbol of sacrifice. In an age of terrible gluttony and greed, it does us good to look back at the cross. There was no greed there. No effort to grab, cheat, beat. No, the cross is a symbol of something noble, a sacrifice, which literally knew no limits. Not only that, but the cross is a symbol of dedication to a great cause. And that's something desperately needed in our own age, an age so filled with shallowness of purpose. There was no turning back in the cross. The one who died there had grabbed hold of a great cause, a cause which would lift men's sight and save their souls. He was dedicated to a great cause, the one who died there, a cause greater than himself. Or again, the cross is a symbol of a great love, so great, in fact, that the human mind has never been able to fully comprehend it. Such a love had never existed before, and never again would the world witness such a love. How differently men would react to that love. Some would spit on it, some would stab it, some would make fun of it, and some would come under its spell, their lives suddenly taking on a whole new perspective in light of that love. Some of us may have lost our way on the road of life. Like the little boy, we're frightened. We're trying so hard and in so many ways to find our home. We search for some direction in wealth, thinking that it will guide us. Or we feel our way along with the use of drugs or alcohol, hoping they will give us direction. Or we seek to find ourselves in our jobs or in 101 other ways. We are searching to find our way back home. If you will take me to the hill with the cross on it, I can find my way home. The cross has always pointed one to God. The cross still gives one a sense of direction. If somehow we can find our way back to the cross, then we can find our way home, back to God, the giver and preserver of life. So when you become lost, remember the cross.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.